following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, Tom Bodette, restoring some sanity to this election season by starting my own super PAC. Gonna call it Six PAC. But instead of collecting huge checks from anonymous donors to make annoying TV ads that scare the pants off you, we're gonna collect the lowest price of any national chain. And in exchange, rather than political influence or being appointed ambassador to Fiji, you get a clean, comfortable room with a TV you can turn off. I'm Tom Bodette, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning on a beautiful Thursday, June 21st. Happy birthday, Dad. Hope it's a great day for you. Turning 50 today. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. Nebraska assistant football coach and recruiting coordinator Ross Ells will join us at the bottom of the hour. And we'll also talk a little eight-man all-star football, Nebraska-Kansas at Doane College Saturday night. Mike Kojal of Sargent is one of the coaches on the staff. He'll be joining us to talk about that and what a group of young men they have. And should be a great Nebraska team on Saturday. So that's coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on at the College World Series. South Carolina and Kent State rained out last night. They'll get going here in just a little bit, and we will send it to Omaha with Kevin Kugler immediately following the Doug and Daddy Show. Two more games today. Whoever wins this game has to play tonight. Daddy, I'm going to say I'm a tad disappointed. Looking at the forecast, is supposed to be good the rest of the way out. I wish they would have pushed it back and guaranteed us Friday baseball with the possibility of Saturday baseball.
Okay. You're just saying take the day out. I understand what you're saying. They've got the rain day open for that reason.
What the hell's the rain day for if you don't use it? We had a rain out. It's unfair. I mean, the world's not fair, blah, blah, blah. I get it. But when you can control it.
Okay, the only thing I would say is, these teams, they want when the champions get lined up together, Doug, they want to have everybody's ones against ones and twos against two to decide, just like they want in the World Series. You want your ace to go against their ace. They reserve the right to do that. That's what I would say, and I think the coaches, certainly in the winner's bracket, would say, hey, that's fine. We want them an extra day. That's fine.
But huge advantage, Arkansas. Huge advantage, Arkansas. Yeah. Arkansas hasn't played since Monday night. They haven't played since Monday. The Kent State South Carolina winner is going to have to use three starting pitchers to beat Arkansas and make it to the finals.
That's why you stay in the winner's bracket. Beat Arkansas. I understand what you're saying, but I also understand the advantages to being in the winner's bracket. You've got a built-in advantage, huge advantage to win the first
why
two.
Do you build in a rain day if you don't use it?
I see both sides of the story. I just want the best pitchers going, and they reserve the day to let everybody rest on Friday. I understand that too. I love the World Herald, and then they really have unmatched coverage and of anybody on the internet or whatever.
Well, I would hope so.
Well, they do the dugout chatter. I mean, you can follow the World Herald, but today's dugout chatter, they've got favorite pickup line. The kid from Kent State says, "If you were a booger, I'd pick you first." The other kid says, "How much does a polar bear weigh? Enough to break the ice." That's what Jeff used. "I lost my number. Can I have yours?" Another excellent, excellent line. Just a little inside look. Kind of something fun to fun for the kids to do.
What is
see their names
you?
In there.
1 week to go, and this is how we're spending our time together.
Well, you know what? I wanted to start off with. I was so happy today because last night when the meetings were over, they're going to take a vote, and it looks like we've got a playoff. Which everybody, okay, it's not perfect, and I know there's people. Oh, it should be 8. There should be 16. It's a start. It's a start. We had to start somewhere. We had to get these people to agree to something. The 4 teams. Regardless of conference, it looks like we're gonna have 2014 college football playoff. That's all anybody could ever ask for, I think, at the starting point. If it works, we can expand from there. But it hasn't worked in the past. The BCS system has been a failure since its inception, period. We've got a football playoff.
No, it hasn't been a failure since its inception. No, it hasn't.
They've tweaked it every year because of stuff they left out to start with. Every year they've had to make changes. You can't do that on a system that's any good at all.
I'm going to tell you what, that this isn't the perfect way either. I mean, there is no perfect way.
It's a start to the perfect way.
So was the BCS.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't. No. No, Doug. The BCS did nothing but cause confusion. It didn't ever get the
did
best.
Did it not match two teams that were the top of the polls to play for a national championship so that one wasn't in the Rose Bowl undefeated and one was in the Orange Bowl undefeated when they could play together? Yes, it did. The BCS did advance what the college football playoff folks like yourself won. Yes, it did help. Nebraska and Michigan would have played in 97 under the BCS system. They would have played against each other, both undefeated, for the national championship. The tie to the Orange Bowl and the Rose Bowl would have been out the window. They would have played for the national championship.
If you had 3 unbeaten teams, they wouldn't.
They didn't that year. They had two. And most years the BCS can't screw it up because it's too easy. Me and you could just go, well, duh, they're 1, they're 2, we're playing.
I understand that. But
well,
it
obviously did. Not.
But the computer
deal—the computer deal picked
the football teams was not always the right teams. Tell that to the teams last year that were playing for it. Tell that to Stanford and Oklahoma State, Doug. If the BCS was so wonderful and so freaking great, tell that to Stanford. Tell that to Oklahoma State. It didn't work. They changed it every year after the fact. Well, we need to fix this for the next year. Well, then we need to fix this for the next year.
Tony, I saw this morning on ESPN that 4 undefeated teams have been left out of the national championship game in the last 10 years, I believe it is. Cincinnati, TCU twice, and Auburn on probation. I'm going to tell you right now, the odds of a team like that being undefeated and still making the top 4 are less than 70% of getting into the top 4 just because they're... Daddy, the pollsters are still going to have a huge say in what happens. I can't believe that over this whole thing, people don't believe that the poll isn't that big a deal. Yes, it is. It's part of the formula, and you can rig that poll as you want. You might have TCU sitting at number 3 all year long, and then you just go, there's no way they're better than a 1-loss Alabama team. I'm moving Alabama ahead of them, and TCU ends up in 5th, and it throws off all your computers. Your formula comes out, TCU's 5th or 6th. There is no perfect solution.
Well, I think the perfect solution for everybody would be like they do it in Division II, in NAIA. They do it on the field.
This is
however many teams, but at least it's a start.
This is going to be more exciting, I think. Again, though, don't screw it up. Don't tell me the national championship game is January 18th. Don't do it. Don't do it.
There is no excuse in the world that the national semifinals aren't played before New Year's Day. No excuse in the world. If you don't plan before New Year's Day or on New Year's Day, I'll give you New Year's Day if that's what you want to do. But I think there should be 2 weeks between the semifinals and the national championship. So if you're playing on New Year's Day, then we're all the way back to January the 14th. I don't like that either. And I know they're going to screw this up. I know they are. I know they are, Tony. I know they are, because it's all about television and money and keeping it away from the NFL playoffs and not losing sight of what's going on. There is no doubt that the national semifinals need to be played the Saturday before Christmas.
Pick your date. It won't be on January 1st because they're not going to go head-to-head with those other football games.
We don't even have – what do we got now? Five that they play on New Year's Day? Two of them are going to be – two in that rotation. One of them is a BCS – well, you got the Rose Bowl and then one of the BCS games. So two of them are there, and they're
I'm
using two
of I'm saying they're going to be by themselves. They don't want another football game on that Saturday or Sunday or whenever they're – not Sunday, Saturday or Monday or two, whenever they're going to play it. They want those by themselves, all that TV revenue.
Maybe it's time to change it. It's a whole different world when we play January 1st football. Now we're throwing the Outback Bowl on at 10 a.m. Nobody cares. All right? So take January 1st back. Make it your national semifinals. Make it your national championship game. I don't care if you're already saying that some of these other bowls aren't going to matter.
Why don't you want it to go longer in January 1st?
I don't want January 1st. Because we're done with college football. I don't want to wait 2 months before they crown a national championship. You've got the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and now you get your championship games, but what are there? Six teams in the country that are worried about championship games now? Fine. This year, December 2012, the Big 12, Big 10 championship, Big 12, all of them are on Saturday, December 1st.
Correct.
I guess the Pac, the Big 10, the Big 12 doesn't have one anymore, but December 1st. Then why aren't we playing the national semifinals on the 15th and the championship game on January 1st? What would be wrong with that?
Well, because I'll tell you what's wrong with it.
Play it on the 15th and then play your national championship game on January. I guess that Saturday would be the 5th. Dear NFL, help them out.
I'm thinking that Jim Delaney and some of these other conference commissioners would say, oh, that's fine in theory, but we want some time to build these deals up. We are trying to make $800 million on the one day.
What are you building up?
You're building up.
I don't need Lee Corso somewhere for 4 months telling me about how the grass on the field is going to affect Nebraska taking on Florida in the Fiesta Bowl. I don't need that. Let's play the games. They're going to have enough hype themselves, especially the first couple years under the new format. They're going to sell themselves.
That's fine, but I'm telling you, with television revenue and the advertising dollars, they probably want a little bit of time.
For what?
I'm just telling you, they don't want to play them 2 weeks later. They want to build them up, and they want there to be all this exposure and the spotlight on them. You got bowl games and stuff starting anyway. Why do you want to throw marquee games?
No, you don't.
In the middle of Detroit Bowl and the Humanitarian Bowl.
There'll be no bowl game December 15th. There won't be anything. Army Navy will be done.
You're going to play a game of that magnitude before any of the bowl games start, in your
mind.
Hell
yeah.
And the teams that lose, are they going to a bowl game or not?
Daddy, we've got one national championship game right now, correct?
Right.
And we know who's playing on that December 2nd of 2012. And the championship game is like January 8th or whatever it is this year. What's the difference? So we play the semifinals on the 15th. We still know the national championship game is going to be on January, whatever they determine.
Are those teams dead lose?
Or they go to a bowl game? This is what they want. They went to their bowl game.
Okay.
You can't have it all.
Yeah, you could have it all if I ran things, but this is a start.
Football season will be 9 months.
That's perfect. Great.
Yeah. Let's.
No, I'd make it 10 months.
Well, see, now you're just being an idiot.
I know.
You always do. You're just overstating the fact. You're just rambling. No one pays attention to what you say because you say stuff like that. See, you want to change it, but then you just go, oh yeah, well, 10 months. Yeah, we'll play once every month. You know how stupid that sounds?
Well, here's the start of the change.
Sell your point.
Here's the start of the change. That's all you want to do. You're the only one I know that's against it. You and Lumpy.
I'm not against it. When did I ever say I was against it? I say just don't screw it up. Because once they
But they're going to screw it up. You ramble on about that. How do you know? You haven't even heard the proposal.
Guarantee it.
You don't know what they're going to do. So until they do, I'm not going to complain and mope about the deal when it's better than what we had.
Complaining for 15 years about the BCS, obviously.
Yeah, and now it's fixed, at least in one aspect of it. It's a step in the right direction.
God.
We make a huge advancement, and instead of being happy, you want to criticize them that they're going to screw it up. I don't want to criticize them. I want to step back and wait for them to decide and
You've
tell me what they're going to do.
You've been criticizing the BCS every day. So what do you mean you don't want to criticize?
We just took a huge step forward. I want to applaud these guys for coming together and getting rid of a failed system. It's the start of a playoff. That's what everybody's wanted since the start of the BCS.
Or before the BCS. Folks, you can vote on our ESPN poll question today. What group can best select the four teams to be in a college football playoff? Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote. Here are your selections. The media, the computers, the coaches, or current commissioners and athletic directors. What group can best select the four teams to be in a college football playoff? It can't be coaches. They're biased.
No, it can't be commissioners. You're going to have a bat. It's like the basketball committee, but you're going to have. But you got people lobbying for everybody there, too.
I'm going to vote computers.
No.
They don't have any brains. Out of these four, you can't pick media, East Coast bias, SEC, ACC, Big East. You can't do coaches, bias. Current commissioners and ADs, you would think. That would be closest because they put together that committee for NCAA basketball. Computers. Obviously, you got to put a formula into the computer.
The BCS always seemed to have a bias built into that computer system somehow, some way. Maybe there wasn't. I don't know. All I knew last night when it's coming across the ticker was it was a step in the right direction. You won't concede that point. You don't think it was a step in, or do you?
I didn't say it wasn't. Everybody wants to trash the BCS, and it doesn't. It's not perfect, but neither is this. That's all I was saying. You're immediately going to have bitching about somebody being left out of the four teams. Immediately.
Well, you're going to have that if you go to eight teams, the ninth and the tenth team are going to want in.
I know.
I'm just saying it's way better than the BCS, because you can settle it on the field, whether it was a plus one or not. I'm just going back to last year because that's what's in people's mind. You got Brandon Whedon, Andrew Luck battling that think they should have a shot at it, and they had no shot at it. They would have a shot at it in 2014. That's all those guys wanted.
Well, it'll be interesting because next year when we get into this, you're going to have a team. You're going to have all these one-loss teams, Daddy. And the team that lost first is going to get in. And the team that lost in November is going to be left out. There's going to be so many different angles. A Wayne State of Michigan is never going to get into the Final Four and have a chance to make it all the way to the championship game. There will never be a perfect solution to this. Everybody's clamoring for it, but everybody's going to complain about it more than they're. When it happens, there's always going to be people that don't like what's happening.
Boise would have had a chance in the past, would they not? Maybe. I don't know.
That's
I don't
what
know
I'm saying
if
about
say
TCU.
That.
That's what I'm saying. Would they have?
See, I don't know if anybody could tell you.
Still been voting him three. Would they have been voting him three or four? Would they?
Or would they have dropped
them? Would the computers have had them up there? I mean, obviously, Daddy, when they don't make the BCS and don't get respected, and they're 12-1 and they're going to the Las Vegas Bowl, obviously they're not being respected anyway. So I have a hard time buying that you're going to get your Cinderella National Football Champion. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's
ESPN Radio
Superstation.
Do you have
ESPN
a Cinderella, have a Cinderella National Champion?
John and Carney says, you guys are brothers. Maybe Step. I have no idea, but fighting on the final days of a great program, dang it.
We're not fighting.
Then someone teabag a drum set and finish this in the street.
Is that a Step Brothers reference there?
Thanks.
Douglas.
I'm going to rest in my recliner from Bruce Furniture.
There you go.
I got it in Kearney, but you can get yours in Hastings, Holdridge, or Alliance. It's just right for you. If you want new furniture, they'll move it into your house. They'll move it out of your house, the old furniture. And if it's really good furniture, they'll give you a good price for it. Or if you just want it moved to maybe your kid's dorm room or apartment or the office, whatever, they'll take care of it. If you need to take it out to the auction or the Goodwill, they'll do that for you as well. Maybe it's just to the dump. Maybe that's just where you're at. They'll do it, and it's free of charge. It's part of the Just Right For You service you get at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. We're back after this.
Do you remember when making dinner meant finding just the right stick for your hot dog? When every new fork on the trail led to a new adventure? Then keep the tradition going with great deals from Bass Pro Shops. Like Bass Pro Flag Tees for only $5. Take 25% off all XPS towable tubes. And don't miss Family Summer Camp. Try the archery range, make a craft, and have s'mores around a campfire all for free. Find out more at BassPro.com/camp.
Everyone loves a road trip, especially with zero-calorie Pepsi Max and the bold, awesome crunch of Doritos. And this summer, your road trips are about to get even better because Pepsi Max and Doritos are rocking your summer with free music. Just buy both Pepsi Max and Doritos, and you'll score a free download of this summer's hottest hits. So take your free tunes and make your summer road trips rock. Don't wait. Let Pepsi Max and Doritos rock your summer.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Program runs May 13th through August 31st. Subject to official rules. Visit PepsiRocksNow.com.
Sir, where are our brochures?
I sent them out. They needed more smiley faces.
Sir, let's just send them to Copycat Printing. They do everything right there.
You mean they do everything on site from start to finish?
They sure do. From design right on up to production, everything is done right there, so there's no middleman.
So, I guess I could forget about the kitty stickers.
Yeah. 21st and Avenue A across from Chicken Coop in Kearney. Visit KearneyCopycat.com. Like us on Facebook for helpful hints with your printing. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Out here, we know that most luck comes from hard work, goals, and sticking to it. We live in a place where great ideas meet great passion. And a hard day's work isn't just for some days, it's every day. Where the people support business and agriculture, and business and agriculture support the people. Creating a culture where anything is possible. That's why we're proud to have been born and raised here in Nebraska. By the Lake State Bank and Trust, your financial center, member FDIC.
Doug and Daddy Show, All-Star Game in Kansas City. We've been giving you a chance all year long while you're listening to the Royals on the Breeze 94.5 FM, like you did yesterday in a 2-1 win, to win everything that you need to get into the All-Star Game. And what the folks did with the Royals, we've given you the tickets, we've given you the Home Run Derby, but they've also thrown in some extra tickets to the All-Star Fan Fest for Sunday, the Sunday before what's going on at the Kansas City Convention Center. All kinds of great things. So I want to let you know that we're going to be giving away some pairs of these tickets for that Sunday All-Star Fan Fest, $50 value, folks, for these. So if you're going down to Kansas City for the All-Star Game and you want some Fan Fest tickets, we're going to give you a chance to win those here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So be listening for your opportunity to do that. And don't forget that every hour of your workday, you can qualify for a pair of tickets for all of the All-Star Game events in Kansas City, including Fan Fest, All-Star Sunday featuring the Futures Game, Legends All-Star Softball Game, the Workout Day on Monday, the Home Run Derby, and yes, you have a chance to win tickets to the All-Star Game with us by texting Royals 945. That's the message. And you send that to 90210. Brought to you by Ben Engel Construction and ESPN Radio. Again, you're sending it to 90210, and the text message is Royals 945. You do that, you're going to get text alerts on how to qualify for the whole package. Thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars, nearly $1,000 package for the whole All-Star weekend, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Again, you want to text to 90210, and the message is Royals 945. Ross Ell is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Game 4 is in the books. Game 5 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Miami is favored by 3. Does it end tonight, Daddy?
I say yes, it ends tonight. I don't know. At Miami, I think it's a huge advantage. It's a huge, huge advantage. Obviously, everybody knows that, but it seems like the Heat find a way, and they dig down down the stretch. And I said Oklahoma City made some runs, but the runs were never at the opportune times when they could take over and close things out. Miami finds a way and gets it done. I think it ends tonight.
Well, can we finally have a game where somebody doesn't get up by 12 or 15 in the first half, and then we know what's going to happen in the second half? Because it's the teams behind always comes back.
True. I don't know. We'll see tonight. It should be a great battle, though, because you know Westbrook and Durant aren't going to lay down. I think, well, with all the negative publicity around those other role players for them, Ibaka and Cephalosha and Collins and all those guys not scoring or getting 33 out of the last 35 points that Durant and Westbrook had to score, I think those other guys probably, you know, poked them in the side enough, they'll probably step up and play tonight. Doug, by the way, College World Series, Kent State is on the board, 1-0 over South Carolina. Going to the bottom of the second there, but a 1-0 lead for the Golden Flashes.
And we will have a complete coverage right after the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Again, they're playing in Omaha right now because of the rainout yesterday in Omaha. Pretty good rainout, too. Wow. Could use some of that here.
Yeah, we certainly could.
The WBO, World Boxing Organization, completed its review yesterday of the Pacquiao-Bradley fight, and its five-member international judging panel all scored the fight for Pacquiao. But the official result will stand. Pacquiao told the Associated Press from the Philippines that he would prefer a rematch rather than Bradley giving up the welterweight title that he won on a split decision. And most of these judges didn't even get it. Score it close.
I was just going to say, how
118-110, two said 117-111, a 116-112, and then last judge 115-113. I didn't really want to offend any nationalities there, so I just 115-113. But they all had Pacquiao winning it.
Oh, it's pretty. I mean, not that they can say, Tony, get in there and judge a boxing match, but When you're looking at a round and you write 10 by one guy and 9 by another guy, and the guy with 10 wins, I had it about. I mean, in the I saw 8 rounds. I got to start watching the fourth round, so I got to see from the fourth on. I thought the 10th and the 12th, if you were in Bradley's corner, you could have given it to him. Otherwise, I had Pacquiao winning every round, and the way it sounded on there, Bradley wasn't close the first 3 rounds anyway. So.
Also, we welcome everyone to Hastings for the Nebraska High School Rodeo Finals. First go-round underway right now. Go-rounds at 10 and 6 today and tomorrow, and the short go set for Saturday. Over 250 athletes are on hand. Also, the Nebraska School Activities Association put out their U.S. Cellular Cup standings and winners for the past year. So we'll tell you about that. Kearney Catholic winning the All-Class C boys and girls. So they'll have a special presentation during one of the events coming up this fall, football, volleyball. Maybe they'll do it in the middle of a cross-country meet. You never know. They like to do it on Friday night football, though. That's always fun. And the football team and the volleyball team, either one, they were both state runners-up last year. So that's coming up. We'll give you the whole rundown on that as well. Again, Kent State leading South Carolina 1-0 at bottom of the second at the College World Series in Omaha. Daddy, I remember when June used to be a fairly quiet time when it came to college football, but there is no quiet time anymore. The Big Red Weekend has wrapped up, and there have been a lot of recruiting tools going on out there, and we are very pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, hopefully catching just at least 10 minutes of a break, Ross Ells, recruiting coordinator coordinator, assistant coach for the Huskers, who many people obviously still remember from his days in Hastings, but Coach has been a lot of places since then. And Coach Ells, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate you having me.
Well, great to have you on, and Tony and I have both been talking about all that's been going on the last couple of weeks, maybe as one of the guys that is very involved from the coaching perspective and trying to get these recruits in and trying to get some commits and get their name on the line. How different is what Nebraska is doing now than just when you came on board and what Division I college football teams have done here in the last 5-8 years?
Well, I tell you what, Doug, the dynamics of recruiting has changed considerably. We did a study, and previous to this year, by the time you got to June 1st, about, at the very most, 40 kids who were going into their senior season had committed to Big Ten schools by that time. This year, in this 2013 class that we're working on now, that number has doubled. It's over 80. So for some reason, all these kids are committing a lot earlier than they ever did, so we have to obviously get them on campus a lot earlier than we've ever done before.
Coach, obviously, when you're doing these weekends and stuff, this is an idea that you guys got from somebody else, I would assume, or you come up with this on your own. But were you happy with the number of kids that were able to attend and where you thought you'd start this deal at?
Yeah, we really had no idea what to expect, Doug. And the biggest problem with this, as I think most people understand, is we cannot pay for any part of the visit until September 1st of a kid's senior year. So we can't pay for any of this. So everybody that traveled from a distance, and we had kids from Maryland, California, Texas, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and we had the whole country covered. Everyone had to pay their own dollar. So to answer your question, we had no idea who would be willing to do that. If it was, I was hoping for five at the least, you know, but we said if we get two, great, but we wanted something that we could get going on an annual basis, if not even more often than that, and try to make it a special weekend for kids. And our assistant coaches did a phenomenal job of getting the best recruits that we're recruiting in for one time, one night, and I think it'll pay off.
Ross Ells, Nebraska assistant coach, recruiting coordinator, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Ross, you know the fans want to know everything, and even though they've listened to it on the radio, seen it on TV, read about it in the papers and on the blogs, how would you describe what this weekend was to the fans out there?
Well, from an overall standpoint, we wanted to show kids, again, that majority of them were coming from a distance, that they can have a family here, that they can be taken care of. They're going to be held accountable, but it's, you know, whenever you go away, there's that big unknown, you know, what things are going to be like for me. So we wanted to show them what Bo Pelini preaches, and this is our family, and once you join us, we're going to take care of you, and you're going to grow as a person, you're going to grow as a student, and you're going to grow as a football player. And that was the goal of this whole thing, is get as many people around these kids as possible just to give testimonials that, hey, we can take care of you, and I think our staff and our support people and our players really did a good job of getting that across.
You talked about being pleased about it, Ross. Now that you're the recruiting coordinator, are things falling into place like you had hoped first time through?
Well, we'd like to be done. You know, to be honest with you, we'd like to be done with the next three recruiting classes, because you never know. But, I think things are moving along well. It's so dynamic, the recruiting, and how certainly the recruiting sites have changed everything. People are following recruiting now, rather than waiting until they come on their official visits, be it September through January. And people are just so much more involved. So, the other thing that's changed, too, is because of the Internet, you can't find that hidden gem anymore. Once one school finds out about a kid, it gets on that recruiting site, and then everybody in the country knows about him and starts recruiting him. But, I think at this point we're pleased at where we are. You're never satisfied. I think, if you knew certainly my personality, and never satisfied with where we are until we win them all, and then until we get this class signed on the dotted line in February, you know, we're going to continue to work our tails off to get that accomplished.
Coach, I think the family talk about the atmosphere around the Nebraska program and the tradition speaks to every fan out there. That's one of the core basic values that Nebraskans have is the family and family oriented. You guys spend so much time up there.
How do you spend any time with your family? That's the question I think people forget. You guys put in so many damn hours. I just shake my head sometimes and say, do you have time to have a barbecue on a Friday night on the back deck? And if a guy wants to have an iced tea or a beer, can he do that?
Yeah, I tell you, obviously our families like, not just in our profession, but there's a lot of professions where people put in a lot of hours at a certain time of the year. And most of us are blessed. Most of us have outticked our coverage, you know, as far as a woman that is crazy enough to marry us. But part of it, too, and you mentioned it. I'm a Nebraska guy. Grew up in Lincoln. Went to UNO. Coached there, of course, like you mentioned earlier, Doug, coached at Hastings. I mean, this is home, and it is an easy sell. It really is. The people around Nebraska, once you show videos of the fan support we get, et cetera, it's really comforting for these kids because it is unique. We don't have the competition, obviously, the NFL schools, or NFL teams, the other Division I schools, et cetera. So this is what people kind of hang their hat on, and we're able to sell that. But my family understands. They're doing well. They're glad to be back in Lincoln, and, they've adjusted well.
You got a young boy named Bo. Does he yell at people too, or is it...
And he's left-handed like Pelini also. Yeah. How do you think I got the job? He changed his name a year.
That's creepy. That's creepy, Coach.
Ross Ells is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for a couple more minutes. Gracious with his time, and I know you can't speak specifically about commits, but I think a lot of jaws dropped when long snapper came up this week, and you guys are looking for somebody to fill that role. And then I saw the story how you and Barney actually had a problem with that when you were at Hastings College. Some people may chuckle about it, but obviously this kid can do more than snap the ball 15 yards, or any kid, whoever it might be, can snap the ball more than 15 yards. Talk about actually having to look for that position.
Long snapping recruiting is funny till the ball can't get back to the punter. Exactly what you mentioned, Doug. Yep. I mean, it's such an what people see as an easy task to do. It's such an important part of the game, and everybody knows. I mean, if a quarterback can't throw the football as well, all right, let's run it a little bit more. If a running back's banged up, maybe we need to throw it a little bit more. If a corner's hurt, maybe we need to play more zone. But what do you do if you don't have a long snapper? And that's, like you mentioned, Doug, we went through that at Hastings. I think it was our first year, and we decided we had to move the punter up to about 10, 11 yards, catch it quick, one step, and get rid of it, because we had no one that could get that ball back there 15 yards that one year, and it was tough. Teams came at us like crazy. We didn't get a lot of distance on our punts because the punter couldn't take his regular two-and-a-half-step approach, and it was problematic, and certainly you never want to be caught that way. P.J. Mangieri's got another year, which is great. He's phenomenal. But we have not found anybody else on the roster that's able to shoot it back. And here's the other thing. Part of the importance of a long snapper with us is that we involve our long snapper in protection also. He snaps it, and then he gets back, and he has to block to his right or to his left, depending on our protection. We are not the type of team that just snaps and allows a kid to cover right now. Well, that's hard to do. That really is. So you got to make sure you have the best. We contacted all the snapping gurus around the country and brought a few in to have a camp with them and see how they can do. And the guy that we thought did best, we got. So we're excited about it. Just makes, me as a special team coordinator, John Kapuchis, as the guy who actually runs the punt team, a lot more comfortable and able to sleep at nights. I know that.
Coach, several Central Nebraska kids you've worked with, a couple, though, right from our backyard. One in Noah Keller, number 53 with the St. Louis Rams, trying to make the team right now. And then one of our all-time favorites here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Lance Thorell from Loomis, Nebraska. You got a word about each one of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, in order that you mentioned them, first of all, Noah was a joy to coach, absolute joy. I hated leaving him. I really did. I wanted to stick around for that last year when he was able to come back, and we had so much fun together. He was so relaxed because he's so intelligent that in the meeting room we could hold dialogue. He would ask intelligent questions he would, those that know Noah know. I mean, he's going to give that smart aleck answer, you know. And then you better be correct as a coach up there on the board, because Noah's probably going to correct you if you're not, you know. I mean, that's what type of kid he is. And that's in addition to being able to diagnose a play, have great feet, have very good speed, and be able to and being a tough player. So he kind of was the whole package. I think the NFL is going to really enjoy having him be part of the program. Lance Thorell, great work ethic, great kid. Tell you what, you take that Michigan State game. You know, Cunningham was a receiver, one of their best of all time. And in the first series, when Lance stepped in front of him to pick up the ball and just took it away from him, just showed what kind of grit and determination that kid had. He's going to be successful in life, and it was a joy to coach him also.
Ross Sells, recruiting coordinator, linebacker coach, getting ready for another fall here, which everybody is getting ready for. Husker fan, unlike anybody else. So, Ross, we'll let you out of here with this last question. Fans want to know how good we're going to be. There are some concerns that the defense might, for the first time under Bo Pelini, actually be a little bit behind the offense, which is great if the offense is outstanding and the defense is pretty darn good. Just your thoughts as you guys are getting closer to fall camp.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I'm excited. I mean, our kids took this spring at a different level than what they did last spring. And again, I can only compare the two. I've only been there. This is only my second year. When we got done with the season, Bo's biggest thing was, let's go back to attention to detail, and let's go back to the minor things that we do in each of our offensive and defensive packages, and really understand the whole scope of the game. And I mean, in minute detail, much like they do in the NFL and much like we should do at our level. And our kids have worked their tails off. They've always worked hard physically, but mentally, they understand both sides of the ball so much better than what they knew before. We're pretty complex on both sides of the ball. Now, our job as coaches is to get them all together and have packages so they don't get overwhelmed, but we do a lot of different things, and if we can master the attention to detail, and of course stay healthy, you know, I think we're going to be good on both sides of the ball. But who knows? I mean, with the schedule we have, you know, three unknown opponents, bang, 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 with new staff, you know, who knows how it's going to open up to start the year. But we are, as most teams are, incredibly excited for this season.
Ross Sells saying Nebraska will challenge for a national championship.
That's
Daddy.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we're undefeated right now, Doug. That's all I know.
There you go, Coach. And it sounds like we got a college football playoff. You happy about the plus or the four-team deal? Or yeah. Do you have any thoughts on that?
You know, it's amazing because I got asked this the other day, too. We don't talk about it. I think it's so out of our hands. You know, people ask us our opinion. Yeah. But it's the commissioners and the presidents and some of the athletic directors. We as coaches are kind of out of it. So whatever they decide to do, we'll do. Hopefully we can be part of that thing. I mean, that's going to be obviously the goal, is win the Big Ten title and be part of that thing. And it's going to be interesting how it all shakes out.
Ross, it's been a pleasure talking to you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you this fall. Always appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it. Good.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Ross Ells, Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, recruiting coordinator, linebacker coach, getting ready for his second year with the Huskers. And, of course, for those that forget, he was at Ohio with Frank Solich.
So he had 6 years with Frank Solich.
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah,
right? Frank's been there. Ross was there with him and then came on into Nebraska. And we want to thank Coach Ells. And, of course, obviously, he and Barney Cotton, back-to-back coaches there at Hastings College. All of our guests of the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, and near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Burger King's also in North Platte, Cozad, and Lexington. Stop by today for a real fruit smoothie or a frappe made with real fruit, low-fat yogurt, fresh to order in the kitchen every single time that you order one at BK. College World Series update, Daddy!
2-1, Gamecocks lead it here as we head to the bottom of the third inning right now. 2-1 over the Kent State Golden Flashes. South Carolina head right
We'll
now.
Head to Omaha right at the top of the hour. When we come back, Mike Kojal, Sergeant Football Coach, to fill us in on the Nebraska-Kansas 8-man All-Star game that's this Saturday at Doane College. That's next.
Hi, it's the Herd. Figuring out postage for your letters and packages can be a hassle. Either waste money adding extra stamps to make sure your mail's sent, or you waste your time going to the post office to have a clerk figure it out for you. Use Stamps.com instead. You buy and you print official U.S. postage, the real thing, using your own computer and your own printer. Stamps.com gives you a digital scale. Just plug it into your computer, weigh your letter or package, and the exact amount of postage automatically appears on your screen. Stamps.com. Use it once, you'll never give it up. Right now, they got a special offer just for you. Use my first name, Colin, C-O-L-I-N, for a no-risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer that includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the homepage. Type in Colin. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature of 84 as winds stay variable at about 5 to 10. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 58 with a light southeast wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 72.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We'll head to Omaha for the College World Series right at the top of the hour because of the rainout last night. South Carolina and Kent State playing now. They're in the bottom of the third. South Carolina leading Kent State 2-1. The Gamecocks got two in the bottom of the second inning, and I believe, I didn't see for sure, I'm sure they had to rule that an error on the third baseman. Guys on first and second, it went off his glove. He picks it up, he steps on third, and maybe gets a double play and gets out of the inning instead. They get a couple more hits, and it's 2-1 South Carolina. Travell DeLognev, UNK alum on the 2012 Olympic wrestling team. This weekend is up in Norfolk for a camp with J.D. Bergman, and then Sunday he will be in Kearney, and you can come out, see him, get a picture. He's signing autographs. He will be at the Hilltop Mall signing autographs from 1 until 4. He'll be outside the Sporting Edge from 1 until 3. Then he'll walk down a little bit with the Sports Village from 3 until 4. That night, he'll be at the Alumni House on the UNK campus from 6 until 8. All free, open to the public, but up at the mall, join the UNK wrestling team, who will be on hand and showing their support for Travell DeLognev as he is raising funds to head over to the Olympics. But this is all free and open to the public, folks. Come on out and see it. The UNK Olympian Sunday, this Sunday at the Hilltop Mall, brought to you by the Sports Village and the Sporting Edge, as well as GNC and the Hilltop Mall, Nelson Furniture on the Bricks, Doberstein Roofing, Detterdings, and Klingensmith Chiropractic of Kearney. We're very proud to have Travell DeLognev representing Kearney, UNK, and Nebraska at the 2012 London Olympics. And, I mean, how do you follow up talking about an Olympian? Well, you bring on a coach of the year. That's what you do. Mike Kojal, head football coach at Sargent, who I've known since a little pup in my days, and welcome him to the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the Nebraska-Kansas 8-man All-Star game. Michael, congratulations on the honor from the Grand Island Independent, and We were talking about it when you walked off the field against Howells. It was going to be a full year before you guys came down off the cloud. And, again, congratulations. Has it all simmered down a little bit?
Well, thank you, Doug. It's been a great year, and it's been a lot of fun, you know, and it seems like every day somewhere we go, someone stops and makes a comment about the game and gives us a pat on the back. So it's been a fun year, and we're really excited about it. And, you know, I hope it doesn't end. I enjoy it.
Now, we better clarify this. You're at camp. Now, is Coach Spears right there next to you, or can we talk about him?
You know, I went next door because I didn't want to get pile driven into the floor, and so I went next door and saved him the misery of listening to me talk. So
you know that's one thing that people, you know, from the area, you're from Western Nebraska, you watch Howells win and dominate and win and just over and over and over again. Mike Spears probably one of the nicest guys out there, and you guys all get along so well. Talk a little bit about the relationship you guys have.
Oh, yeah, Mike Spears is someone that we really respect, and I really respect. He's just done it for so long with so much class and had a great bunch of kids and always been willing to help people out and, you know, make people better coach. And so it's been a lot of fun down here with Mike. They've ribbed him a little bit, and he's caught a little bit of heat. But he's a great guy with a great program and has really done a lot for eight-man football in Nebraska.
Mike, it's early on in camp, but obviously everybody was paying attention to the eight-man game last week, which the West won in Hastings, but was very competitive, had some big plays in it. A lot of folks are talking that talent-wise had to be right towards the top, if not the number one overall talent of an eight-man game since the Sertoma Club had been putting it on in 32 years, I think it is. What is your assessment? I know you wouldn't have remembered all those kids, but, I mean, that's some great, great talent, and now you have to whittle it down to half that much for this week's game.
Yeah, you know, as you look at the kids that are going to go on and play in college, either play football or play other sports, either Division I, Division II, or NAIA, there was a lot of very good athletes on the field last Saturday, and I thought it was a very good game and exciting. You saw a lot of big plays. You know, it was hard for us to whittle it down to 24, but I think we've got some great kids that are smart and understand what's going on, and we really feel like we're going to put an exceptional team on the field this Saturday at Crete.
Coach, I'm going to ask you about Logan Rath because he sat down and talked to us on the show. In your coaching, have you ever saw a kid that size built like that?
No way ever. He walked down the hall the other day, and we all kind of looked at each other, and we thought, boy, Coach Ashby, he has it going up there. If he's got kids like that, how many more does he have? But he is a specimen. He's a good kid, works so hard. He has a lot of fun with practice, gets along well with the kids, and, you know, he's made it fun for the kids to play as well. He's just got a good personality and gets after it, and he's quite a specimen.
How do you keep this team from being overconfident? Because I'll be honest with you, the point spread on this game is 40.5.
Now, hold on. We told the Kansas coaches they were favored by 6 last night at our coaches' meeting. And so
I'd like to get some of that action if you could.
Well, you have to go to someone else that line maybe. But anyway, you know, I think right now we're still trying. You know, you're putting stuff in, and we're going with Coach Koufax's offense. There's a little bit different terminology, and so right now the kids are still trying to get acquainted with that, learn that a little bit. We got to, you know, narrow things down a little bit and decide exactly what we're going to do. That'll be something we have to talk about. I know that Kansas knows that we're talented, and I could see they were pretty excited today in practice, and so we're going to have to get kids motivated and get them going, and I think they will. You know, they're a bunch of winners. They were successful for a reason, you know, because they understood how to play and how to motivate themselves and get ready. But I do think it's something we'll probably have to address in the next day or two and make sure kids are ready to go and we go out and take care of business on the field.
Sergeant Football Coach Mike Kojal joining us here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, one of the four coaches for Team Nebraska. Doan College is the site Saturday night, 7 o'clock kickoff as they take on the Kansas All-Stars. When we play the eight-man game or the Shrine Bowl, so often it's speed on one side and power on the other, or big boys or bulk or however you want to describe it. And you put all these kids together, do you have any idea what Kansas has? I mean, last week, all the coaches at least know a little bit about the Nebraska kids. Any idea what Kansas brings to the table?
No, we don't. We know we're a little bit bigger than they are. We were just talking that we're not exactly sure what what to expect from them or what to do. And, you know, we don't exchange films, and we really don't give a whole lot of hints on what they expect. We're going to try to be ready for anything. I think probably our answer to that is we probably put, well, let's just say our defense is very athletic. And so we figure if they want to get in and they want to run inside and power, we feel like we got the forces to stop that. But if they're going to spread us and go there, you know, we should have kids that are athletic enough and, you know, can get out and do multiple things on defense. So, you know, we really don't know a whole lot about them, and we don't know what to expect, and I don't know if they know what to expect on us either. And so we're going a little bit blind and a little bit different as opposed to scouts for a team and getting prepared that way.
Well, very rarely does a single eight-man team have so much talent that you can't send the most deserving guys to All-Star games. And your son, Tyke, had to set out last week, but he's going to get a chance here. I find that a very unique story. He's got to be chomping at the bit to go out and play again.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those things that we really felt like that Guy, Jed, and Tyke all deserved to play in an All-Star game, and the rules said they could only have two. And just to make sure that there wasn't a problem and that all three of them got in, we just decided that Guy would go to one and Ty could go to the other, and then Jed was a choice for both of them. And then it turned out we had a kid that couldn't play this week, and so we picked up Guy as well, so we got all three of them playing. Tyke is really excited to play. He's excited for the future of football. He's been working hard this summer, getting ready for stuff next fall, and he's going to be ready to go and ready to get on the field and play with his friends, I guess.
If you're going to pick one up, that's not a bad pickup.
Yeah. Hey, hey, 24th best guy, looks like you tweaked your ankle. I think we're going to have to send you home, and we'll just go down the road. This is one of our favorite questions, too, Mike. You don't get to coach against or see all these kids. And Giltner, Howells, and Sargent, my goodness, all those kids on this team. Who's one of the other kids that catches your eye that you just go, he's an incredible talent?
Well, I think the kid from O'Neill St. Mary's, the Sybil kid, is very athletic and handy. He's fun to watch. The Midas kid from Creighton obviously is good. I guess both of them were MVPs of the game last week, so those aren't big shocks. I know the Olmstead kid is some of the Roy's I've been impressed with. Now that he just seems to understand things. He's going to play offense for us this week and play tight end. Last week he played defense. But I've just been impressed with his ability to block and to catch the ball in the middle and things like that. So, you know, there's a lot of good kids, and you're always excited to see what they'll do. You know, we know about the Otts and the Fenskys and the Rafts and some of those names that we hear all year long. But it's nice to see some of those other kids do well, and they're great kids as well. So it's been a fun experience so far.
Coach, we appreciate it. Enjoy the experience and enjoy getting to coach your son one last time.
Yeah, well, it'll be fun. It'll be something that I enjoy, and it's been a lot of fun over the last 4 years. And one more game together, and see if we can get it done on Saturday.
Get those kids back to Mahler so you can keep winning baseball games too, all right?
We'll see what we can do. It'll probably be a tough week for him this week, but he'll try to get through.
Michael, thanks so much. We'll see you soon, buddy.
Hey, appreciate it very much. We'll see you, Doug and Daddy.
Mike Kojal joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio from 8-Man Camp in Crete.
How great of a football game was that?
Oh, I'm going back to the
state championship.
And again, I just want to say this. Mike Kojal is not right in our backyard, but I'll tell you what. If he didn't want to be a lifer and sergeant, he could be anywhere right now. If you were looking for a coach and a teacher to come to your school, send him a letter. I don't think he wants to leave Sargent, but I mean, there are so many great coaches around here and good guys. I mean, yeah. I want to take that to the next level. We know he's a great coach, but also a great guy, Mike Kojal. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's 4-1 South Carolina. They've hit a 2-run home run as they get ready to go to the bottom of the fourth, leading Kent State. We'll go to Omaha here in about 5 minutes. We'll wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah.
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
You know, Greeny, those La Quinta people are geniuses.
How so, Mensa man?
They've got this new instant hold mobile feature that lets you hold a room at the last minute with just one finger and your phone number.
That is really smart.
It's a whole new ballgame, and all you have to do is punch in your phone number using your smartphone.
No credit card number?
Nope.
No mother's maiden name?
No.
No your pet's first name?
No.
No surfing squirrels?
No. Wait, what?
I was just making sure you were paying attention.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 9th through the 12th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2012 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and trickle cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar. Your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Here at the Charter International Dateline facility, these scientists are working literally in tomorrow, bringing you technology like the Charter Bundle, the nation's most powerful internet, TV and HD with free DVR, and this thing.
That's not part of the bundle, Doctor.
Sorry.
Get a free DVR when you bundle and let it all in. Packages starting at only $79.98 a month for 12 months. Limited time offer. Free DVR includes first DVR receiver only. Standard rates apply for promotion. Install, taxes, fees, surcharges, equipment extra. Restrictions apply.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature of 84 as winds stay variable at about 5 to 10. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 58 with a light southeast wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 72.
We're back. Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, as always. They're at Midway. They treat the needs of each individual customer with great concern. They know that you have high expectation. As a new and used car dealer, they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those expectations each and every time. Let them demonstrate their dedication to excellence. The Midway dealerships of Kearney, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick. Check them out. They're on South 2nd Avenue. Plus, they get a great finance staff that gets you the lowest interest rate by working with a network of lenders. Check them out. The hassle-free advantage to Midway. They can get online. They're open 24 hours a day online. Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Rams. Schedule a test drive or inquire in financing options. You can do that all online. Midway, the better way, hassle-free. Check it out, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We're happy to have Midway as one of the fine sponsors of the Doug and Daddy Show. I mean, if there's a train wreck, you look at it, right?
You know what? As I was driving into the show again today, Daddy, I had to go. You know how we say don't live up to your stereotype? You just get behind a vehicle and you know that it ain't going through the light. You know it's going to slow down traffic. You know it's in the wrong spot. You can just tell by the type of vehicle it is that they drive.
Yep.
I never have a problem behind a Midway.
That's good.
Just saying.
I did pull into the gas station this morning. Lady next to me got out of the vehicle. A couple kids in the car seat. Put her cigarette out. Windows all up. That was hot. That's a huge turn on.
Jesus. All right.
Well, get it together, people. Let's go.
There's our social networking. Well, coming up, the College World Series. They have just finished the fourth inning. It is 4-1 Kent State. That'll be followed by the second game of the day, where Florida State takes on Arizona, and then Arkansas plays the winner of the South Carolina-Kent State game. Later tonight, 4-8, and we'll send you to Omaha momentarily as they come back from break. Daddy, Arkansas and Arizona both win. There'll be no baseball tomorrow in Omaha. Will there be baseball tomorrow in Omaha?
No.
I think Arkansas goes down tonight. South Carolina is just amazing. They're just amazing.
Well, they just showed that the Michael Roth, the pitcher for South Carolina, leads in College World Series all time. He's pitched now 48 and a half or something. I mean, 48 innings.
I'm going to tell you this. I think there's a doubleheader tomorrow. I think Florida State also wins today. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean Callahan with our TNL Husker recruiting update. We want to thank Nebraska assistant coach and recruiting coordinator Ross Ells for joining us today, and Sergeant Coach Mike Kozel as they get ready for the 8-man All-Star football game. Only 5 shows left for Big Daddy before retirement.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, though. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.